Planning factors. Three key planning factors are critical when linking the various functional plans in a successful S&OP process: units of measure, product families, and the planning horizon. Units of measure. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines unit of measure as the unit in which the quantity of an item is managed. For example, pounds each, box of 12, package of 20, or case of 144. However, defining the units of measure can be a challenge because processes might use different interpretations of the same unit. For example, an S&OP production plan is often measured in terms of aggregate units of output per month, while a master production schedule is measured in terms of end product units per week. Measurements that organizations use that need to be in alignment include total units for each product line or product family, dollar value of total monthly output, total output by factory, direct labor hours. To calculate the total units for each product line or product family, it is important to understand how the organization defines these product groupings. A best practice is to use a unit of measure that is consistent with the way the organization goes to market, such as units, gallons/liters, or pounds/kilograms. The most important part of this concept is that the S&OP production plan must be stated in a commonly understood unit that can be kept in alignment with the other functional plans. Note that the number of units should be expressed in a way that makes sense for planning at the S&OP level, for example, in individual units, cartons, cases, pallets, barrels, or truck/container loads. Product families and product lines. Product families and lines need to be established when organizations enter into a new line of business, when they create new products, and so on. A product family, or product group, is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a group of products or services that pass through similar processing steps, have similar characteristics, and share common equipment prior to shipment or delivery to the customer. A product family can be from different overlapping product lines that are produced in one factory. This classification is often used in production planning or sales and operations planning, S&OPC, product line. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product line as a group of products associated by function, consumer group, distribution channel, manufacturing characteristics, or price range. The grouping typically reflects the marketing and sales aspects of a product or service, similar in customer needs, and is used in aggregate planning, marketing, costing, and sales planning. C. Product family, product group. Note how product families are defined from a production synergies perspective, while product lines are defined from a customer-centric perspective. Ideally, product families should be selected so it is convenient for different business functions to forecast and provide accurate data. Be meaningful in terms of volume of sales generated. Be meaningful in terms of production and capacity planning. Help the organization select the appropriate unit of measure per group. Sales and marketing areas group products by their functions or by the customer segments to which they appeal using product lines. Organizations might use these product lines as a basis for how they define product families for S&OP. The rationale is that since products are what the organization provides to customers, families should reflect this how you get to market, customer-centric mindset. Under this philosophy, product family groupings should be logical and representative of the way in which products are offered to the marketplace. A common alternative to sales and marketing-oriented families is to base product families that should be used in S&OP or production planning on products that have similar production requirements. Essentially, this is placing priority on the third bullet above, on enabling production and capacity planning. These characteristics help establish which units can be produced together or use the same types of capacity. The available capacity of various resources will dictate how much of what can be produced in the available time period. Translating demand for products and services into demand for capacity means that a product family will include all products that use the same routings between the same work centers, as well as the same materials, setups and tooling, and cycle times. This allows planning to focus on production volumes and generate a feasible plan without being bogged down in the details. In some cases, products that are similar for marketing purposes will also be similar in their production requirements, so all of the product family goals can be met. In other cases, the sales and marketing product line view and the production product family view will be harder to reconcile. The organization will need to find some common ground for S&OP planning purposes. Note that organizations that make only one product may not need lines or families. They can plan at a high level using units. Note also that product families and lines are part of a larger structure called the product/service hierarchy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the product/service hierarchy as, in sales and operations planning, S&OP, a general approach to dividing products or services into families, brands, and subfamilies for various planning levels. This ensures that a correct top-down or bottom-up approach is taken to grouping, or aggregating, demand at each subsequent level. Forecasts are more accurate the higher up the product hierarchy they are developed. Consequently, forecasts should usually be driven down from the top. Empirical evidence shows that 6 to 12 product families is the optimum number. In Manufacturing Planning and Control for Supply Chain Management, Jacobs argues that more than 12 product families requires too much detail and loses management attention during monthly planning meetings. Data from ISCM also shows that supply chains with less complex product portfolios have significantly higher performance measurements. The range of product family grouping possibility scales from a low level of detail to a high level. The optimal level of detail needed to make good sales and operations planning decisions is often somewhere in the middle. Below is a list of possible product family groupings in order of least to most detailed: total company, business unit, product family, product class, product family subgrouping by functional characteristics, product line, product class subgrouping by functional delivery, cost, or customer requirement similarities, product type, product line subgrouping of individual items sharing generic product attributes, model/brand, package size, stock keeping unit, SKU, SKU by customer, SKU by customer by location, planning horizon. Another key planning factor is the planning horizon, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the amount of time a plan extends into the future. For a master schedule, this is normally set to cover a minimum of cumulative lead time plus time for lot sizing low-level components and time for capacity changes of primary work centers or of key suppliers. For longer-term plans, the planning horizon must be long enough to permit any needed additions to capacity. C. Cumulative lead time, planning time fence. S&OP is a medium-term tactical plan, so it extends far enough out to plan for some types of capacity changes. To this end, S&OP is often conducted on a rolling basis, meaning that as 1 month is completed, a new month is added to the end, and all of the months in between are revised as needed, given new information or priorities. The S&OP horizon varies depending on the type of product and its timing requirements for capacity changes. A typical horizon might be 18 months. Revisions will typically occur mostly in the medium-term 6 to 18-month timeframe. Nearer in, changes at the S&OP level are discouraged since this is the getting into master scheduling. S&OP works best when it stays away from short-term planning. Further out, the planning horizon may have plans for only those things that take a long time to acquire or develop. This iterative method is designed to allow plans to remain living and realistic documents that can achieve organizational objectives. In this way, the S&OP process forces management to look at its functional areas in the context of the business as a whole, at the needs of major customers, and at external events such as the state of the economy at least monthly. It also gets the organization to incorporate feedback from its activities, such as actual demand rates and forecast error or actual responses to marketing tactics. The planning horizon should extend far enough into the future to cover the sum of all lead times, including finishing lead time from the beginning to the end of the manufacturing process, and through delivery to the final distribution point. Finishing lead time is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. The time that is necessary to finish manufacturing a good after receipt of a customer order. 2. The time allowed for completing the good based on the final assembly schedule. In addition to covering the entire production cycle, the S&OP horizon needs to be at least as long in periods, usually months, as the annual business plan. It also needs to include additional months, for example, 3 to 6, to cover the period between the start of the business planning cycle and the last half of the current fiscal year and the start of the next fiscal year.